whichever one that was. Can we move ahead with new subjects today? It's a new day.
Tennis balls.
What about them? We're just trying to get better at blocking shots, that's all, you know. I mean, rubber pucks might be next. We've got them. You know, I think it's about getting in lanes and trying to make sure you read the right lane and trying to block the, you know, get in the lane. Sometimes you think you're in the shooting lane and you're not, so it's just an exercise and fun. I think he gets the point across.
Talk frequently about your captain, about his will, why he's a good leader. Give us the top two reasons why he had such a productive February.
Did you sleep last night or?
Not very well.
Not very well. Okay. All right. The top two reasons. It sounds like I'm being interviewed with David Letterman or something here. Yeah, I know I got a list, you know.
More reasons if you have.
I don't think it's anything. The two reasons. I think what's come through is that he's, first of all, I think he's hit the net. That's one of the things that has helped him, because if you look at the goal he scored in Jersey, I think it was a really good shot. I think it was Jersey. When he's hit the net on some occasions that the puck has found its way, and that's one recipe for success when you're scoring goals. But over and above that, for me, I don't think it's anything new or any new things with him. It's just his work. He works, and he gets rewarded for the work, and he puts in an honest day's work, and he does a lot of the right things, and he gets rewarded for it. Sometimes you get in a groove. You're asking me to answer why he had a good February. That's just what you get. Sometimes confidence is a really good thing. Most times it is. Is that two? Okay.
Were you able to accomplish what you wanted to this morning when you worked on the power play?
Well, you know, the power play. Sometimes you can work on the power play, and you can do it 5 versus 4, and you can do it 5 versus 0, and you can accentuate it and pay attention to it or leave it alone, and there's no recipe, that there's no promise that that's going to bring you success. So yeah, we did. I think it's execution and routes. We haven't done a lot of it, so I think that's that. They get the idea, you know. Perry's teaching them the places to go and some of the things to look for, so it'll come around. It's cyclical, it always is. We talked about it for years, so it'll come back around. I'm not worried about it. Well, that's sometimes the simplicity you have to get to. And as simple as it sounds, outwork. Outwork means different things, but it's winning battles. Like when you watch it, if you want to watch it on tape and replay it, you watch it. A lot of the areas that we are in a confrontational area, we don't win it. We don't have enough people there. Or we make a bad play that leads to a clear. But that's what the people on the ice are going to have to determine they want to get done, you know. Yeah, I think he's okay. I haven't checked here as a post-practice, but he got through the practice, which was good. But we'll monitor that situation. It'll be a game-time decision.
Can he be a player tomorrow?
I believe he's cleared, ready to go.
Okay. In the old adage of when you're winning, you don't change the lineup. And in this shortened season, do you rethink that a bit just to get some...
I don't live by that rule, so... I don't live by that rule, whether you win and you do or don't change the lineup. I change the lineup, win or doesn't matter for me. I don't think it equates to justifying the win, and I'm not superstitious in that fashion. So in a shortened season, I don't think it. You do things that you feel is necessary to continue to win. And if it means moving people around and in, then that's the way it goes. Well, possibly, but, you know, like, possibly, but when that door opens, that's the accountability factor. When that door opens, or sometimes it's an opponent that you need to do some things too, so possibly, but, you know, Wellwood's been a player also, so you can't exclude the fact that he's been here. I know Miettinen hasn't been in the games and hasn't played much, you know, difficult, but that's the way it goes right now. We're just trying to, for us, it's a simple objective. We're just trying to continue to get points and win. And if whoever helps us, that's great. That's pretty much as simple as it goes.
What do you expect from the Caps tomorrow? What are you going to do?
Well, you know, Washington can do some things. They come off a loss that, you know, they won't be happy with. So they're kind of going in an up and down motion a little bit there. So it's going to be hard to believe what, it's going to be hard to get a finger on exactly what we're going to do, what we're going to get from them. But they got people like Ovechkin that can hurt you. So we have to focus on our game. That's pretty much the way that I'd like to deal with them, just the same way we dealt with New Jersey, is focus on what we can do and force them to play the game that we present. You know, we know what they can do, and we know they've got, you know, a new coach and new things in place. We have to, our biggest focus is keep them behind us. That's really is. And it, for me, the thing that's really good for us right now is that we're getting clean points, and we're getting a lot of clean points. That's huge right now, and you guys don't bring that up, so that'll be a topic for you. Okay, you can thank me later or just send money in the mail if you'd like. Okay, but we're getting clean points, and that's huge for us right now because we're not sharing anything, and that's so we'd like to continue down that road if we could. A lot of joy. I'm happy today. I got up. We're above the line. There's a lot of things to be happy about today, yes. Just a sense of accomplishment. Great. But like I said before, I won't be separating my shoulders, patting ourselves on the back. We've got work to do, you know. So it's great. It's great. You know, from where we came from, I mean, you know, people were writing us off before we went on the road, and it was just a season from hell, and we're going to be picking, you know, first overall or whatever you guys had. And so we're just happy we're able to keep it in perspective, and we're back in it and back there, and that's what we have to keep doing. You know, like I like our group. We're playing good. We're playing with confidence, and we feel that we can win games. Like last night, the best thing about last night, I'll write this down because this might be another topic for you. Okay, so the best thing about last night was that we stayed in the game. Like, when you look at the way the game got managed, it wasn't, you know, it was a so-so game. We needed everybody, our goalie included. But we went into the third period 1-1. And to me, the biggest point there was that we found a way to get it done. We won that game and scored an empty net goal. But we were there. And after two periods, we were there. Because we went through times where we weren't even there. So that's the biggest part of the growth for me, is we're in the games. We're managing things well. We're giving ourselves a chance to come out with 2 points. Maybe one, but possibly 2 points. You go into the third period, you've been on the road for 9 days, and you're 1-1 going into the third. That's okay. And we managed it, and we came on the right side of it. You know, 2 weeks ago, we might have been on the wrong side of it again. So those are the things for me that I'm real happy about, is just how we've managed to, you know, is it learning how to win? Well, to a degree, yes. What does that mean? Well, that's a quiz for you guys. Well, it's helped me in a lot of ways, my experience, because yeah, what's really difficult is a shortened season, and it really is. It's like our staff says, it's like a 48-game playoff. And in a playoffs, if you've been in playoffs, you don't manage. At that time, you just coach the game. That's it. You watch a little video. It's the same thing. And we're doing this 48 games. We're doing this every night. It's you talk about the power play. Well, you're just kind of managing it. But the thing is for me, the experience that I get is I don't get wrapped into the pressure of the job or the pressures or the stress of the situation, and I'm able to keep a balance in my emotional self, we'll just say. And I don't get too wrapped up in all that stuff and just kind of trust the process and trust your leadership group and trust your coaching staff and trust that we're doing the right thing, not knowing, not having the experience of gone through this, I have never gone through a 48 game in 96 days scenario. It's way different. And so if there was ever another situation like this, by then I might be 90, but you know, I would have the experience to have gone through it. So that's a great experience, really. Enjoying every minute of it, especially when we're winning. No, I don't like playing, coaching that way with the three lines. I would rather, you know, and that's just the way it goes. It's the game becomes certain things. They've got Kovalchuk that they double shift, and, you know, you're in a 1-0 game or 1-1 game. You're just, then they've been on, they haven't been on very much, and just you go put them on, now they got the TV timeouts, and it's like, okay, here we go. And then you lose people, and that's exactly what I did. And you don't, it's not by design. I would rather they play. They're good enough players to play, and I have to be able to manage that better. And I do look at those things and recognize those things, because I think it's just, players are good enough, they should be able to play and do those things. The situation dictates you get caught. And you're trying to tell your players to win the game, so you're trying to do the same thing. If you get a wrong matchup, that your other players are like, well, you know, we got the wrong people out or whatever. Well, I don't know if I look at things quite that way, because I think we can all check and defend. So, okay, thanks, guys. Have a good day.